chapel's full, the preacher's late. There's flies around our cake, and he shut the door. My daddy came from a different world. I knew enough when his lips curled, but nobody visits us anymore. I watched the faces for a long time. I felt the boys into the water table line. I know they're but for the grace of God. Still feels good to curse the odds of knowing what to do between this town and you. Didn't start the war, he just limped home, wondering what he lost it for. And I packed our bags, don't you hesitate. We'll go north, or we'll go west, to a place we can reach for a better best. Bring your mama's quill, let her burn the rest. I watched the faces for a long time. I felt the boys into water table line. I know they're but for the grace of God. Still feels good to curse the odds of knowing what to do between this town.
It's Roots Down on listener-supported public radio, WVTF. In the studio, live for a Roots Down session is Mipso. Guys, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Well, it's good to have you here. Name of that song, Marianne.
That's right.
Is that off the new album?
No, that's off an album we came out with in 2015.
Oh, okay. Cool. And you guys are from all over North Carolina. Tell me a little bit about how the band got started.
That's right. We're all from basically the Piedmont and the mountains of North Carolina. And we all met in college at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, when we were just sort of regular young students studying other stuff besides music. But we were all getting interested in learning about folk music and bluegrass and old time at the same time. And so we started to play together and kind of learned how to harmonize and sing and eventually started writing songs.
Well, I'll tell you, I think a lot of the colleges in North Carolina are incubators for bands like you. I've heard so many stories about guys that got together or started playing, if they're solo, in college down there and then went on from there.
Yeah, and we're lucky to have been growing up in the Triangle, too, that there's just a really rich music scene and music history and tons of bands and a lot of people who like music, so we were encouraged early on.
Well, you have the bluegrass lineup of instruments, but you're not necessarily a bluegrass band. Tell me about your influences.
Oh, man, they come from all over. You know, Joe mentioned that when we first started playing, we were students, and for most of us, we hadn't been in bands before, so initially it was just a trio, the three guys, Joseph on guitar, me, Jacob on mandolin, and Wood on bass, and we kind of picked a place to root ourselves, and that was bluegrass initially, and that worked. That was a great place to learn how to write songs and how to be a live band, especially, but as we got deeper into ourselves and the music, we realized that these songs are coming from different places, and so it's just been a natural progression from there.
All right. And the new album, how did that come together? And do you have all originals, or is it a mixture of covers and originals on there?
It's all originals. We seem like we write more songs than we know what to do with, honestly. This one, we hadn't been in the studio for a year or maybe almost 2 years at that point, and we had a lot of material, and we wanted to make an album in the triangle that featured a lot of these people that we'd seen when we were coming up as a band. And we had a great friend of ours, Brad Cook, who lives down there, produce it. And we had an all-star cast of guest musicians and a great engineer. And we did a sort of live band sounding record with drums, which is something we hadn't done before.
So you just recorded all together in the studio at once. Is there a lot of overdubbing or any at all?
Yeah, there's overdubbing, but I think the feel of it is that of a live band record. And we did a lot. We caught a lot of stuff live, too.
Do you like the studio or stage better?
It's kind of like a yin and yang thing for me in terms of how I get creative fulfillment from this. I wouldn't really want to do one without the other, I think.
Yeah, it feeds off of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I imagine when you're doing it live, you might discover some things saying, man, I can't wait till we get into the studio and try that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's hear something from the new album, okay?
Yeah, we'll do that.
What do you got?
This one is called And My Burden With Me.
All right. Mipso, our roots down from WVTF. Roots Down on Public Radio WVTF. That is beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Well, let's introduce the band first of all. I want to address a couple of you individually, but let's start from the left here on guitar.
I'm Joseph Terrell.
Okay. And?
I'm Libby Rodenbow playing the fiddle.
Okay.
Wood Robinson on bass.
Shout it out.
Jan Westerlund on drums.
All right.
And Jacob Sharp on mandolin.
All right. Libby, your voice is... Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect for this music. And not only that, but the songs and the lyrics are such a, I think, legacy to that type of music. It really is.
Yeah, well, I kind of credit my bandmates because when I was first writing songs, I didn't really feel comfortable writing in the folk idiom. Like, I didn't think I had access to that because I grew up in suburbia or something. But these three guys, when I joined the band, were doing that so well that I wanted to try my hand at it.
We just took her down to the holler and gave her some moonshine. And...
That's right.
No, I mean, we listen to a lot of old stuff because there's a lot of great old folk music that's come from this very part of the world, and yeah, I think we're proud to feel part of it. But you know, our drummer here, Jan, is actually from the great state of Wisconsin, so it isn't all about having southern blood. He's really got a great sense of it too.
So again, about the album, give me the name of the album again.
The album's called Coming Down the Mountain.
Coming Down the Mountain. All right. And what do you got to play for us?
We're gonna play one here called Hurt So Good.
All right, it is Mipso on Roots Down from Public Radio WVTF.
Hey there, Molly, hold your lamp up high. Meet me in the woods round midnight. We were to and fro, but we didn't know. Oh, it would hurt so good. Laid down easy. I can still hear the crickets we were pushing on. And now it's gone, but it didn't lost, no. Because it hurts so good, hurts so good. Saw you dancing in the cottonwood. We thought we shouldn't, knew we should, yeah. Because it hurts so good. Jealous heart, a roving eye. Things start to lean when they get too high. A hometown Shakespeare, Hollywood. Oh, you know it hurts so good. There wasn't much thrown, stones and sticks. Nothing that a handful of years won't fix. A dozen kisses and a dozen licks. Oh, you know it hurts so good. Hurts so good. Sneaking gross down to your neighborhood to pick out a partner and twirl them like you should. It hurts so good. Hey there, Molly walks softly now. Look back and laugh what we figured out. We kicked the tires and we peeked under the hood. You know it hurts so good. The derby of a slow reveal. A slip and slide ride on a minefield. But once you get close, we gotta seal the deal. Because it hurts so good. Good. Tall shoe dancing in the cottonwood. I thought we shouldn't, but we knew we should.